T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's 6:20 and time to check on your Richmond Market Minute with our old friend Mike Lavery from Wells Fargo Advisors. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning to you, Jason. And Santa Claus rally is in full mode here after Christmas this year. So we had another big day in markets yesterday.
That's great. And it sounds like your throat is rallying as well. You sound a little bit better from the other day.
Yeah, I told Jordan we'll struggle through this morning. Probably have a fairly full day market-wise today, but I'm sure I'll be back fit and fiddle on Monday morning. So, and we'll see if Santa Claus is still intact. I mean, Jason, if you look at yesterday's rally, you know, the Dow was up 0.33%. The NASDAQ was up about 0.75%. And, gang, if you're keeping track of stretches like that, the NASDAQ has now been up 10 days in a row. Jordan, that's a little unusual. And, of course, that means there's been 10 record closes. And it looks like we want to keep that going, because we had very nice rallies through most of the Asian markets last night. All of Europe is rallying this morning. And if you're looking at futures trading here for U.S. stocks, they're all pointing to the green, too. So, we continue to have a lot of wind in the sails for equity investors as we go here to year end.
I was reading this morning, there's a survey out that they do this every quarter from the University of Richmond's Robbins School of Business. They poll the Virginia Council of CEOs. So these are executives for small and medium-sized businesses in Central Virginia, and they seem fairly optimistic about sales, capital spending, and employment over the next 6 months.
And you just hit the nail. The last two of those in particular, right on the head, Jason, when we're looking at capital spending, you and I talked about that a little bit earlier this week, where there's going to have to be more CapEx, is what we'll call it, but that's companies reinvesting themselves, whether it's upgrading older plant and equipment, expanding plant and equipment, adding new technology, adding new headcount to manage all of that new technology, and that is all a very good sign for job numbers. That's all a very good sign for our economy. Occasionally, that will cause a little bit of slowdown in stock markets, simply because, as we talked about before, when companies are doing that, they're taking a lot of profits that they have either been distributing to shareholders, or they've been buying back shares, or they've just flat been hanging on to for the all clear signal to invest going forward. I don't know that we've actually gotten an all clear signal per se, but as you just alluded to, Jason, CEOs in companies both big and small don't want another signal. They're going ahead and preparing for the demand that they see coming out there over the next several years. So I think you're exactly right. But from a stock market standpoint, remember, when you have this sort of rally, you can have a pause in that rally, and we inevitably will, probably sometime in the first quarter. That doesn't mean the economy's in bad shape. It probably means the economy is gearing up for another run, and the guys that are running corporate America want to make sure they're prepared for it. So
that's
keep
right.
an eye on those CapEx numbers, because that's a good sign for us going forward, not just for the next quarter, for the next couple of years.
This is the time of the year when people are, kind of wrapping things up. And I know we're not yet to forecasting for 2020, but what are some things that you need to be asking your financial advisor? There are only, 1, 2, 3 more weekdays left in 2019. We're going to be looking at taxes soon. What are the things you need to be thinking about now?
Well, one easy thing, and we talked about it earlier in December, Jason, if you own mutual funds outside of your IRA or 401k, they almost assuredly paid a capital gain this year. They distributed a capital gain. That's a taxable event. And a lot of folks will say, but Mike, I didn't take any money out of my mutual fund. Everything that came out as an interest payment or anything, I reinvested. The IRS doesn't care. the mutual fund had capital gains, they had to distribute them to you. You may have reinvested them, but that's a taxable event. If you're in that scenario, check with your advisor to see if anywhere else in your portfolio you have unrealized capital losses. You may well have if you've been reinvesting your dividends. Look for that. That'll save you a little tax money, and you can do that over the next 3 business days. And then we'll talk as we get to the end of this year and early to next year how you can go back retroactively and make other contributions to qualified plans like IRAs, where you may still get some deductibility for income that you earned in 19, even if you don't make the contribution until 2020. So that's a great thing to be thinking about. But if you have mutual funds right now outside your IRA, check with your advisor, find a taxable loss in there, because I'm betting you had a capital gain, whether you realized it or not.
Interesting. Okay, so we'll talk about that next week. And I think it's important. It's almost like a doctor. Sometimes you can't wait to just get information from professionals like that. You need to be asking them some things from time to time.
Jason, that is so critical, because everybody calls their advisor, or people, tons of people reach out to me when the markets are getting beat up and they want to know what to do. It's a whole lot better to review your asset allocation to see if you have the right mix of stocks and bonds and cash and CDs. It's a whole lot easier and a whole lot more fun to do it when markets are flirting with all-time highs versus panicking when we're going through bear markets. So this is a great time of year to sit down with your advisor and just see where you are, not based on where markets are necessarily, but where your financial situation is. A whole lot easier to do it when things are calm and happy.
Very good. Thanks. Well, have a great weekend, Mike, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
Hey, you guys also have a great weekend. And as you mentioned, tell everybody to please be safe out there. It's a little foggy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.